After lunch, he sat in the lounge, drinking coffee. No one spoke to him, because they understood he was withdrawing. Sitting, drinking from his cup, he could hear their conversation. They all knew one another.
If you could see out from inside a dead person, you could still see, but you couldn't operate the eye muscles, so you couldn't focus. You couldn't turn your head or your eyeballs. All you could do would be wait until some object passed by. You'd be frozen. Just wait and wait. Oh, that'd be a terrible scene.
He gazed down at the steam of his coffee, only that. The steam rose. He liked the smell.
Hey.
A hand touched him, from a woman.
Hey.
He looked sideways a little.
How you doing?
Okay, he said.
Feel any better?
I feel okay, he said. He watched his coffee in the steam and did not look at her or any of them. He looked down and down at the coffee. He liked the warmth of the smell.
You could see somebody when they passed by directly in front of you, and only then. Or whichever way you were looking, no other. If a leaf or something floated over your eye, that'd be it, forever. Only the leaf. Nothing more. You couldn't turn.
Okay. He said, holding the coffee, the cup, with both his hands.
Imagine being sentient, but not alive. Seeing and even knowing, but not alive. Just looking out. Recognizing, but not being alive. A person can die and still go on. Sometimes what looks out at you from a person's eyes maybe died back in childhood. What's dead in there still looks out. It's not just the body looking at you with nothing in it. There's still something in there, but it died, and it just keeps on looking and looking. It can't stop looking.
Another person said, "That's what it means to die, not to be able to stop looking at whatever's in front of you. Some darn thing placed directly there with nothing you can do about it, such as selecting anything or changing anything. You can only accept what's put there as it is.
Why'd you like to gaze at a beer can throughout eternity? It might not be so bad. There'd be nothing to fear.